In a world filled with sniveling snowflakes, where timeouts and safe places are abundant, where there's 37 genders to scroll through in a job application. Not that they have jobs. We're proud to be your salvation and your beacon to unabashed, in-your-face talk. This is Stars, Bars, and Cigars. The no-holds-barred conservative talk show hosted by battle-tested vets. Lock and load, and get ready for an explosive journey through breaking news, the rich tapestry of constitutional history, and the pulse-pounding realities of Army and Navy life. Oh, and yeah, cigars. Stars, Bars, and Cigars. And now your hosts, Jimmy the Bull and Tig Tigger.
Hey, Patriots and Snowflakes. How's it going, Tig?
It's going. How's it going?
Hey, I'm rocking it out, man. I'm rocking it out.
Facebook did it to me again.
Ah, fuck. What'd they do, man?
Oh, man. As if I'm not already banned like 6 months out of the year for stuff I say and everything else I post and all that. I'd already been on kind of a restriction anyway, but now I can't do anything. Can't post. And I can't reply, at least for a couple days now, because I just told some shitbag, basically, if he said shit to my face like he does on Facebook, that I'd knock his fucking ass out.
I was being honest. Well, tonight, we got an interesting show. We're going to talk a little bit about MK Ultra. For all you people that don't know what the fuck that means, that's mind control with a K.
Mind manipulation and everything else goes with it.
Yeah, and we got a bunch of other shit to talk about too, so stay tuned.
TikTok ban.
Yeah, but in the meantime, what are you smoking, Tig?
I got a diesel whiskey roll. It's the sherry flavor, which basically is a Robusto 50 ring. Not bad.
I've had that before. That's a pretty good cigar.
It's a Maduro wrap, my favorite. Nicaraguan, my favorite.
Yeah.
Not much else to say about it so far. Just tried it. Starts out, it's pretty good right now.
It's got a little sweetness to it, right? It's kind of almost like it was like a sherry cask is kind of the
feeling, yeah.
I think, you know.
Although I'm dipping it in my coffee that's got Kahlua in it, but
great. So,
you know. All right.
Well, I'm smoking a Kale steel. Oh, it's a flathead steel horse ape hanger. It's an interesting smoke. It's a 5.5 by 54 ring gauge. It's a Gordo, I guess.
I got the steel horse version of that.
Yeah, you got the bigger version, right?
Yeah, big fat boy.
Got it. Yeah, this one's got Dominican, Honduran, and Nicaraguan filler, so it's got a little bit of everything in it. It's not too bad. It's kind of a mellow cigar. Not quite full body, but you know, it's getting there. So tonight, you want to talk a little bit about MK Mind Control with a K. Ultra?
MK Ultra. It was a government experiment. It started around 1950, early 50s. They've done some of this. They did some of it on mental patients, some on the military. Start off with a lot of basically trying to alter their minds with the use of drugs, use of stuff like LSD and all that. Mm-hmm. As you know, they've always experimented on people. Our government, as corrupt as they are, that goes back to the atomic war days, or the end of World War II, as you know it, with the atomic bomb and stuff, where they had them troops pretty much exposed. Yeah, where they had troops exposed to that. But what they did is they started doing all these experiments for the mind manipulation, and I don't think they ever really stopped. They supposedly closed the files in the 1970s, but to this day, they continue the mind control and the mind manipulation, psyops on all the people, everybody. This goes on through many, many facets, many, many dimensions of doing so. TV is number one. They program brains. They program kids on shows using innuendos and using little, you know, tidbits here and there. Mainstream media, if you were to watch them all at the same time, the major ones, you'd see them using the same exact narrative. So they're constantly telling you the bullshit over and over and over again so that you'll believe it. And many of the dumbed down public does because, you know, they've been complacent. They keep people working, they keep them busy, they keep them dumbed down with the same information, same television. That's why they call television programming, because it was meant to program minds, literally. And so they're doing it through the food and drinks, through the use of the chemicals. I mean, the corporations are in on it. Who do you think owns the government, basically? Who do you think owns the politician corporations? And so the food industry does the same thing. Those preservatives they put in the food, they're not just preservatives, folks. Lots of chemicals there. And, you know, like the bioengineered foods and stuff. That's to slow the brain down, make it lazy, make it complacent, make it just kind of go along with things so that you don't think, you know, go down the rabbit hole, think for yourself, it makes you too lazy. Gatorade, Powerade, all those drinks and a lot of those energy drinks, they have these chemicals in it, and especially like the blue and the red, those colorings.
Yeah.
They're actually said to actually slow down the growing minds of children, to slow down their brains. And so what they're basically doing is they want these kids to grow up, and in the schools, they control their minds too. It's basically, this is the way it is, and you can't have a say, and you can't think for yourselves, and you can't do your own research. You know, this is the way it is. And it's, you know, like today, it's basically Marxism that they're programming children with. But, you know, if their brains are getting slowed down on all the chemicals that we're feeding them, naturally, they're going to grow up and they're going to be submissive. They're not going to fight back. They're not going to question things. They've done it to adults. I mean, they do it to adults through the food, through the drink. You got people that they're so hooked on like drinks like Mountain Dew. They got to have it because guess what? A long time ago, through programming, through commercials, and the industry. Now, I got nothing against capitalism, but corporatism is a little different story. They kind of go hand in hand. But the thing is they program you people thinking you got to have it. You got to have it because the commercial says you got to have it. So what do? It sinks into your brain. Oh, I got to buy this. When you don't need to buy it, you don't really need it. I see people going in the stores all the time. They'll walk in, they'll walk up to a cooler or something. They'll just stand there. They'll stand there for like 5 minutes trying to decide what the hell they want. And I'm thinking, here's the thing. If you got to take that long to decide what you want, you really didn't need it in the first place.
Right.
You just think you need something. And that's kind of how they program you too. And people are addicted to the sugar and the chemicals in these pops and energy drinks like Mountain Dew and stuff. And if there's a two for sale, everybody's automatically got to buy two because they think they're saving money and they think, I can get more for less. You don't need more for less. Actually, you could save more money by just getting the one. And, you know, here's the thing. It's this, everything is controlled through consumerism, from consumerism to politics to lifestyle, you name it. And it's never yours to question, of course. And we all seen the mind control, which is the big one, through fear, used by the government during COVID, the 2020, the shutdowns, the people that complied with the shutdowns. There's people that came up to me and actually told me that the mask mandates were a law. It's the law. No, I had to explain to them, dumbass, a mandate is not a law. In order for it to be a law, it'd have to be signed into legislature to be a law, right? No, you don't get it. because you're too busy listening to the narrative. You're too busy listening to them tell you the way it is, and you just buy it. Oh, you're going to die if you don't wear a mask. You're going to die if you don't get the COVID vax. And let me tell you something going about vaccines. Vaccines. I get this all the time because I'm an anti-vaxxer. Oh, well, vaccines have been around forever and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they've been around forever. Well, how about the troops that had to get the experimental anthrax vax? We're still waiting for that to occur. How many problems they're going to get over that? And the flu has had so many problems with that shot. But besides that, there's actually chemicals in those things that are not only unhealthy for you, but they also alter your brain too. And the biggest altering of the brain, and I hate to say this because we have a mental illness problem in this country. Why do you think we have a mental illness problem? You think people are just born with chemical imbalances and it just happens like that? I mean, if something traumatic happens, that's one thing. But now we're having a rising case now of mental illness and problems like autism and stuff. Kids, all of a sudden, more and more kids are getting autism. Okay, this is by design, folks. Okay, when these kids get these early vaccines, when they're a baby, they don't need that shit. That's doing more harm than good. Kids are resilient. That does a lot up here. It does a lot to their brain, okay? Does a lot mentally. And then later on, mental illness, because it causes chemical imbalances through these. And then you've got the people that are depressed or do have schizophrenia, and naturally they need medication to curb their behavior. But the problem is the long-term use of that medication and the fact that they constantly have to get it changed, or they have to up the dose or down the dose or change a medication or whatnot. Yeah. That has long-term effects on a brain too. We are turning our society into a society of zombies.
Right.
And they're mentally being programmed by the cell phones too. You ever notice people aren't paying attention anymore? They're walking aimlessly no matter where they're at, looking down at their cell phones. I work out in the local Y, and I see people looking on their cell phones more than they're actually getting any work done, you know? So the list is on and on and on. They have controlled people's brains all through society. You wonder why people are so easily dumbed down and so easily affected by fear and will so easily give up their freedoms for fear. And reason why they won't do their own research, won't go down a rabbit hole. It's all mind control. This stuff's been going on forever, folks, ever since we brought over after World War II, the Nazi scientists, and they start experimenting with chemicals in the food and drink and putting fluoride in our water, which to this day, fluoride and some chloride in the water, that does something to the brain too, folks. Not just your overall health, but your brain health too. There was a thing, I had it, and I don't know if I have it now, but there's certain drugs, I was reading this, that must have misplaced it, of course. Go figure. I'll just say it. There's certain drugs like Xanax and certain drugs for depression and schizophrenia. The funny thing about those drugs is nowadays everybody, they're easily diagnosing people with PTSD. Used to be just a thing for military vets. And now all of a sudden you got PTSD if something happens in your life. I mean, gee, I lost my wife when she was a young age. It was traumatic, leaving me with my 6-month-old child. I don't think that gave me PTSD. It was hard on me. It's a tough life to have to endure something like that. You know, military puts you through a lot of stress too. I don't consider myself having PTSD, but seems to me they're making it real easy to diagnose now with that. They're making it easy to diagnose people with depression. Also, they can medicate you. And now these psych drugs, there's over 52 million prescriptions a year on psych drugs. Tom Cruise was not nuts years ago when he went off on the psych drug thing and said, hey, this is bad news. This is just in the long term affects you mentally. So yeah, they're creating a society of dumbed down zombies. And, you know, it's easy to control their minds when you're pumping up, when you're taking so many chemicals from the certain drugs to the food and the drink, and listening to television, listening to the same narrative being programmed to you, listening to the politicians lie out their ass to you. It's all one big agenda. It's a globalist agenda. And that's what they've been doing from day one, is trying to program people.
And a lot of it too is, you know, with like Facebook, you know, they piss people off, you know, and that's a form of mind control as well. You know, I mean, like with you, you know, like you plug out the show, you know, they fuck with people, you know, by taking away, you know, their permissions and whatnot, you know.
Look at all the people that obsess over hating Donald Trump. Yeah. I mean, they're obsessed over it. No, we call it what, Trump deranged syndrome?
It's TDS.
Okay, I hate Biden, but I don't think about him every single
day. Right, I don't either. Constantly. I fuck less about that dude.
I'm not calling his voters freaking cultists and shit like that. And you know, it's these people, they're living every day of their lives hating one person, and all it's doing is destroying them from the inside. You know, it's like, okay, Trump, without even trying, has programmed your brain.
All right. You know, and I think it's
rent free, folks. Rent fucking free.
And, you know, and I think a lot of it could be even, you know, the Biden people doing it. You know, they say it so often that, you know, people are starting to believe their own shit, you know. So it's just like,
oh, well, they hated him. People are going losing their minds when he beat Hillary Clinton. They absolutely lost their shit. Didn't take much because they already had mental illness, but then, you know.
Yeah,
they totally lost it
over the edge.
Yeah, but it's like people, it's getting worse. And you got to ask yourself, why is it getting worse? Why do they refuse to wake up? Why do they not think for themselves? Why do they just stay complacent? Why are they lazy? Why are they fat? Because they're being made fat through the food, because that makes them lazy. Yeah. So they're basically turning the people into just, you know, human zombies, walking zombies. Right. And, you know, people they don't have a fight in them anymore. They're submissive.
What I found interesting when I was looking up some stuff on MK Ultra is that, in the early days, you know, back in the '60s, when they would use LSD for, you know, just to see what the effects are and how they can control people, they had a little operation called Midnight Climax, where they hired out prostitutes, and then they'd pick up dudes and bring them back to the hotel. And little did the dude know, excuse me, is that the fucking room was all bugged, and they had a two-way glass so they could watch everything as they were, you know, giving this dude, you know, LSD and seeing how he would react, and, you know, what his, you know, how he would react to the drug, and, you know, and all the different commands and stuff. So it's pretty trippy how they did it.
It's all control.
Yep.
Like I said, they used a lot of LSD in the '50s and the '60s to basically experiment on people. You know, a lot of the mental patients too, you know, like, you know, you see these movies where they had where they used to have the mental institutions, like, you know, like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. They used to have institutions where they kept all the mentally ill people, and they were doing things like shock therapy on them and just cruel treatments. Little
parts of their brain out just to,
injecting them with drugs, with, you know, injections and stuff.
Twisted fucking scientists, you know, and I think they got most of them from over from Germany or some shit, the fucking Nazis.
Oh, the Nazis. Well, they brought over the Nazi scientists. I mean, don't, you know, they still put fluoride in tap water. Don't drink the tap water, people.
No.
Trust me on that one. You know, and they you know, they pushed fluoride. They still push fluoride for your teeth. You know what fluoride does, folks? And they've got you to believe that fluoride is the thing to fight cavities all these years because they made money off of the fluoride. The fluoride, what that does is it actually down the road weakens your enamel on your teeth, which actually makes your teeth and gum weaker, not better.
Right.
It doesn't, you know, they tell you prevents the fluoride and stuff prevents from getting cavities. Well, maybe that's true. Maybe it's not true, but I'll tell you one thing. It also weakens and thins out your enamel on your teeth, which actually takes the protective coat away from your teeth.
Right.
So that they can actually fill more cavities.
Yeah. Gives the dentist some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, did you, do you got some more you want to go over on MK with, mind control? Are you thinking you beat that one down pretty good?
Yeah, it's there's a, you know, it's a very complex issue. And it's not really MK Ultra anymore, as it's just total mind manipulation. The CIA is number one at it. They're still doing it to this day. But you know, all the corporations that bought and paid for the politicians and the drug companies and the food, you know, corporations, the food companies, the media, they're all in on it. They find different angles to program people in different ways. So they got you dumbed down. They got you believing it's this, it's that, you know, and you just follow, people just follow along. Just
follow along. So moving along here, Tig, you know, something interesting that's been on the news, like fucking clockwork, you know, and it's like the TikTok bill, you know, they pushed it through the fucking house really fast. I don't know why they did that, you know, through the house.
The house usually doesn't work that fast unless it's something.
Unless they getting something.
I'm pissed off at a lot of Republicans. I'm pissed off a lot of news programs because you're all saying, oh, you're filling people's minds with a stupid narrative. Okay. Partially you are right. Mostly you are wrong. Okay. Now, let me tell you something. This whole thing about, oh, well, the CCP is using it to spy on people. Okay. Nobody hates the Chinese more than I do. But you know what? What a hypocrisy. We have allowed the CCP and the Chinese to infiltrate this country for years. We have politicians that have sold out to them. We have them owning half our businesses, owning agricultural land, sharing our grids. We let a spy balloon go all the way across the country. And you're talking about, oh, the CCP is going to use it for spying. Oh, it's a national security threat. Since when have you politicians gave a damn about the security, national security threat of this country regarding the Chinese? You have done nothing. They have already infiltrated us, for Christ's sakes. They've been infiltrating us. We allow them college exchange students to come over here and then they go back to China. Who do you think they answer to? Who do you think they tell what they've saw, what they've heard? You people are hypocrites. You are sellouts. And you know what else you are? You're treasonous bastards. Let me tell you something about TikTok, folks. Let me tell you something about TikTok. One thing, they don't like it because it's reviewing a lot of video footage on the globalist agenda, the New World Order agenda. And a lot of the youth, which they want to mind control, are waking up to truth being told about our government, about the corrupt globalist agenda, about the harmful way of governing via communism. They're waking up. And these TikTok films are beautiful for giving out information, not misinformation either, like you want to call it. And let me tell you something more about this. The FBI just came out. One of their guys came out on film and he admitted it. He admitted it that they're concerned over the influence TikTok is going to have on people, the videos. Yeah, you know why? Because those videos are telling how corrupt you are, how corrupt the government is, and how corrupt their globalist agenda is. See, they're starting to review about global slavery and that. You don't want that information out there. And the terrible thing about this bill itself has an underlying secretive thing. There's more to it than just banning TikTok, folks. This thing, what they want to do is basically make it like the Patriot Act, where in the Patriot Act, we lost our privacy. They were able to spy on the American people. They were able to basically call us the enemy whenever they wanted to, treat us like an enemy, treat us like we were all potential terrorists. Okay. See, so the TikTok bill, what that wants to do is that wants to deem anybody that's doing anything from social media sites to podcasts to anything, when they deem us, when they think we're giving out misinformation, they can ban us. You see, when you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. And the thing is, they're doing what the whole UN plan, globalist plan was, that I said in previous program, they're taking away your First Amendment rights.
Exactly.
When they can ban TikTok, they can ban Getter, they can ban Rumble, they can ban Truth Social, they can ban X, which was Twitter, they can ban Facebook, and they can ban you or censor you because they deem you giving out misinformation, when what you're actually probably doing is telling the truth about their corruption.
It's basically them controlling the internet is what that fucking bill is saying.
They can censor anybody. And you know what? And a lot of the Democrats in Congress, most of them voted for it, but it's amazing how many Republicans and Democrats voted for it and how many Republicans and Democrats voted against it, because they know that, oh, wait a minute, this could affect me later on.
Right.
I can't get on social media and speak my, you know, truth or my lies. Can't speak them, because if they deem it misinformation, they can censor me. Right. They did it to Trump on Twitter. They took him off Twitter account. They've taken off a lot of politicians.
I have a sneaky feeling that this is going to go through. Trump approached Elon Musk and asked him if he wanted to buy Truth Social. So, I mean, that's pretty big.
One of Trump's guys, I know, one of Trump's former administrators, well, one of Trump's former Treasury Secretary of Treasury, what's his name? Steve Mnuchin.
Yeah.
He's looking at wanting to buy TikTok now too. So, Well, I don't know.
They're heading on the ring too. So I hope it goes to like Rumble, you know, it'd be a really good thing. But it doesn't fucking matter, because the government's going to want to, you know, control the internet.
Well, we need somebody that, if they buy TikTok, that's not going to censor the hell out of people. And here's the thing. This is basically what the government said. We're going to ban you if you don't sell the company. Well, read between the lines. If you don't sell a company to somebody we approve of, so we can censor and destroy your First Amendment rights. That's how they're going to destroy your First Amendment rights. Worst part about this bill too, it gives all the power and decision-making to the president.
Right.
So that means if they pass it and speed it through before the election, then basically Biden can just shut down everybody that talks against him and his regime. They can basically, you know, they shut down TikTok, or they can shut down videos of any social media that wants to say that, you know, Biden's a corrupt piece of shit, and that's what he is. So,
right,
you know. So, yeah, this is a very dangerous bill. This is as dangerous as the Patriot Act, because this bill takes away your freedom of speech. This bill takes away the First Amendment. It's a killer of the First Amendment.
Right. It's a partial killer. I mean, we still got, I mean, anything on social media, or, you know, basically on the internet, it's the way to control the internet. And that's what they've been looking to do for a long time now. So I think it's a bad bill. It should not go through. And I'm fucking sick to my stomach with these fucking piece of shit Republicans we have.
They're weak. They're fucking weak.
Lazy. And they're all fucking bought out by the fucking globalist agendas.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you who doesn't like that TikTok bill. It's interesting. Just a handful of names I want to give. Rand Paul. Rand Paul struck out strongly against it. And I stand with Rand on almost everything, folks. Trump doesn't like it. Matt Gaetz doesn't like it. This is a surprise. The guy I challenged to a fight, Eric Swalwells, doesn't like it. That. Yeah. So I guess Swalwell. I guess we can agree on at least one thing, but that doesn't mean we're friends.
Still beat his ass.
Still beat his ass. And RFK Jr. doesn't. RFK Jr. doesn't like it either. So, I mean, they don't want the band. They're calling it a Trojan horse, and that's what it is.
Absolutely.
Also, the timing doesn't pass a smell test that they're trying to do this during an election year.
Right.
I mean, come on. Well, you know, you want to ban freedom of speech during an election year of all times. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. What the fuck is up with our speaker? You know, I'm just kind of curious about this cocksucker. I think they need to boot his fucking ass with the stipulation that he cannot quit. He cannot bow out of the fucking party.
He is so weak, Johnson. He is
fucking just a weak.
I'll tell you what. Now you got a new chairman of the Republican Party. Trump is going to be the nominee, and I think he's going to be able to win. I think they're going to have a hard time rigging it this time. And what I think is going to happen, new sheriff in town, they're eventually Johnson's going to be forced out.
Yeah, he will.
He keeps this shit up.
Well, another interesting thing that kind of developed, I think it was today, in fact, what's that cocksucker, Ken Buck from...
he's retiring.
He wants to retire immediately. And what that's going to do is that's going to turn the tables on Lauren Boebert, because they want her out of that new seat.
She doesn't want his seat. I think she's going to stay she's at.
I know, but they're thinking that they're going to get another Democrat in there. So
yeah, well, it's Colorado, so you never know with Colorado. Well,
I'm putting this out here to the fucking to the speaker and Matt Gaetz especially. Start getting rid of these fucking Democrats. Start ousting them. Get rid of the squad. Get rid of Swalwell. These people all committed fucking
traitors.
They're traitors. They're fucking treasonous bastards. Get them fucking gone.
They shouldn't be in Congress because they've committed acts of treason, and there's plenty of proof of it. Eric Swalwell, who I'm going to talk about in just a minute again. Yeah, Fang Fang, normally sleeping with a Chinese spy, normally that would have got you hung for treason. Okay, why is he still in Congress? Oh, by the way, Eric Swalwell, I want to digress a little bit, because today when he was speaking against the TikTok ban, he said, he went on to say, yeah, I don't like any kind of bans like that, except that you want to take away our Second Amendment rights. You want to ban assault rifles, you hypocrite. Okay. And then he's like, I don't like how the Republicans too, they want to ban books. Look, let's make this damn clear, and let's make it damn clear to the Democrats. The books they want to ban are the pornographic books that they're trying to feed the elementary students and the middle school students. Okay. We don't need children reading soft porn books that are suggesting sexual, situations and stuff like that. Okay. That's what they want to ban. Now, what decent parent doesn't want to ban adult-oriented books,
fucking mentally ill.
Children aren't exposed to that. So whenever a Democrat says, oh, they're banning books, fuck you. Tell them they're a bunch of fucking idiots. They're perverts, okay? Because the only books that the Republicans, that conservatives want to ban, are the ones that are going to fill the minds of children full of garbage, okay? It's good for us adults. We like that kind of thing. But not children, okay? Children need to be children. Children need to be children. They don't need to be corrupted until they get of age old enough to be corrupted.
You know what it is, Tig? They want to groom these children. You know, they want them to groom them into the sex, scene at a very young age, which is just a horrible deal, because it fucks up kids for life. You know,
We just got done talking about mind manipulation and mind control. So there this you all have
falls
it.
In hand. Yep.
Yeah. It all goes in hand with that same agenda. Yeah, it's all part of the globalist UN agenda. So, yeah, I mean, it's nonsense. Yeah. So this is no good. We have a terrible, terrible government. And like I say to people, it's not that I hate government. It's that I hate this government. And it's not that I want to overthrow government, but this government needs to be overthrown. This current government. They're no good. They're tyrannical. They're trying to kill our constitution. They're destroying our country. And if you don't think they're destroying our country, you better open up your eyes a little bit better. You better look around.
Yeah. And to all you fucking snowflakes that watch our program, I hope, you know, you guys to open up your fucking minds a little bit, because, you know, the biggest thing is if they want to suppress the voting, or, you know, take away a person off the ballot, that's fucking dangerous. That's dangerous to you, and that's dangerous to everybody, every fucking, you know, citizen of the United States. The biggest thing is there should be no prosecution of a fucking political opponent whatsoever. That shouldn't. No, there's even a fucking law in the books that says that. Once
it's un-American.
Yeah. So I tell you what, you know, Trump wins, I hope he fucking hangs Biden. I hope he hangs Obama too. I'll stand right in the front row and watch this shit. It's one thing.
There needs to be a lot of indictments. There needs to be a lot of criminal charges. Absolutely. Right now. There really does. Yeah. These people are most crimes against humanity and treason. So.
And, you know, the other thing too, Tig, I was thinking about this also is that, you know, with the Congress being so fucked up and, you know, just it just needs to happen. They need to get these fuckers, you know, in line so that, you know, future generations will never have to go through this ever again.
Well, here's the thing. I hate to say it. I hate to say that we need to do this, but we need to do it. We need to stop voting for establishment candidates. All right. Actually, you want a more constitutional, patriotic, conservative Republican Party. You're going to have to actually vote for MAGA candidates
right
at this point.
Let me ask you a question, Tig. Who is that Indian dude that you sent me a video of? And I think he's from South Dakota, maybe. And he was talking about the reservations and shit.
God, I'm not sure of his name offhand.
Is that the American News guy?
Colonel Chris Sanders.
Yeah.
He's not an Indian. He's he's just dark skinned. He's a Colonel Chris Sanders from American News.
That dude's really smart.
He's very intelligent. He knows the inside scoop on what's going on in the government. You know, he didn't get his rank for nothing.
Right.
You know, so he's running, I think, for a seat too. Guys like him.
Yeah, he's the type of people that we need in there. He's just, you know, outstanding.
Yeah. I follow him now. I follow his Facebook page. I don't know that he's on. I didn't even bother to check if he's on YouTube, because I don't think he is, but truth tellers like that. I'm sure he's on Rumble. American News Network or something like that's called. I gotta relook that. Yeah, it's not America's Voice, it's America's News or whatever. I'm hoping that he surfaces more. I'm hoping that he gets more exposure. Because I'm still learning about him.
I might reach out to him and see if he'd like to come on our show.
Yeah. Because I just started following him this year, and he's new to me too. But I like.
I like his style, and he's down
there. Been seeing his clips off and on here for the past few months. You know,
I was kind of thinking about this also, Tig. You know, I'm getting this really haunting feeling that Kerry Lake might be Trump's VP pick.
Well.
I don't know. I'm just getting that haunting feeling that
we need her in the Senate. We need her in the Senate.
Yeah, we do. But I'm also thinking that, you know, because she's super Trump, you know, she's just, I mean, you know, I think she would be the ideal person for that.
You want to know something that's funny is Robert Kennedy Jr.'s VP pick. He's got two of them. The one you can't even take it seriously is Aaron Rodgers, a football player. Yeah. And then the other one would be better. A lot of people think he's nuts and don't like him, but Jesse Ventura used to be the professional wrestler. Jesse the Body Ventura.
Come back, actually, because, you know, he was a little off the wall with shit, but man, he was fucking on the fucking.
He's correct. His conspiracy theories, as people call them, is right spot on. They are not theories. He was the governor of Minnesota too. And one of the first Navy SEALs, he was in Vietnam. He was a Navy SEAL. So don't tell me the guy's not patriotic, folks. No. And I think he's good. But you know who else was on his show, on Robert Kennedy Jr.'s shortlist, who I heard mention of? Is that Tulsi Gabbard. And yet, supposedly, she was on Trump's shortlist, too.
So, Trump needs to stay away from her. She's a fucking
Trump. Yeah. Well, just, so does RFK Jr.
Yeah.
You know? But see, the thing is you want to talk about RFK Jr. This is what I like, folks. I've been posting a lot of his stuff lately because he does have some good points, but I mostly disagree with him on just about everything. But I will admit this. I do think he has a lot more integrity than most of DC combined. And whether we disagree with his policies or not, I like the fact he's running as an independent, because you know what he's going to do. Trump's already got his base. Trump's got the votes he needs to win. Honest election. But what a Robert Kennedy Jr. does in the mix, a third candidate on all the ballots makes it a lot harder for them to rig the election. And he's going to take away all those undecideds. The people that hate Trump will probably maybe vote for him instead of Biden. And the people that don't like Biden, don't want Trump, that are undecided, may vote for Robert Kennedy Jr., which will take away from actually Biden, because you're not going to take away the Trump votes because he's already got them sealed. So Robert Kennedy Jr., as a third party running, as a third independent member running, three on the ticket like that, is going to make it very, very difficult for them to rig it again this time around.
Right.
Going to be very hard to rig the election now, because now you got that obstacle. You don't just have a two-man race. You have a third obstacle to hurdle. And it's going to be awful hard for these Democrats, these establishment Democrats, to try to get over that hurdle of trying to re-rig the election this time around when you've got a person like Kennedy in the way. And don't think for one minute, if he doesn't see that there is some shady shit going on with this election, that he ain't going to call foul, because he will.
Right.
So that's a good thing about him running.
Hey, just kind of digressing a little bit from this. Steve Garvey, he's up over Adam Schiff by 250,000 votes.
Mm-hmm. They're going to try to rig that, though.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're gonna try. They're gonna try their fucking hardest.
No way is anybody stupid enough to vote for Shifty Shift. Okay, that so it would.
Hard man, he needs to be.
I hope Steve Garvey wins. I'm hoping badly that he wins. California is a uphill battle, but I hope he wins.
I hope he
does. In fact, I hope you're gonna see a trend. I hope people are so fed up, you're just gonna see a red wave go through, and then
I don't want to sell people on the red wave, because I mean,
well, no. But
when that happened, we got
fun. What I'm hoping is the red wave turns into mostly a MAGA style, where all them guys come in the Senate and the Congress, and they basically tell the establishment to go get fucked. And they basically tell these establishment Republicans, basically, you know what? New sheriff in town here. We're constitutionalists. We're patriots. And if you're going to sit there and try to sell out the American people or side with the Democrats, you can get the fuck out. Period. You know, muscle them out.
I think
we need to get rid of the neocons, the Bush era, the Romneys, the Mitch McConnells. Mitch McConnells, they need to all go.
Well, Mitch McConnell's gone anyways. He's
fucking done. Yeah. But I'm talking about the era now. I'm talking about those Republicans.
Yeah, you know, when they were showing a picture of like the fucking Congress and everything, they're all fucking old fucks in there, you know. I mean, we need to get it fucking new people in there, and you know, people that have, yeah, just people. You know, I think term limit. I mean, I'm just thinking, man, we need a convention of the states, big time and bad.
Oh yeah, well they're working on it, you know.
Right, anybody, right. I just think that it's so fucking important right now that we need it so badly.
People need to do their homework on a convention of states, and then they need to go to their states and find out ways that they can, if their state's not on board with the convention of states, they need to get on board with it. States have a lot of power. They have a lot more power if they're all on board.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to reach out to Larry again and see if we can get him on our program another time here.
Yeah. See, convention of states, you got all the states on board. They can fight the federal government when the federal government's doing corruptive legislation.
Right.
They can fight back, push back, and they got a lot more power to push back.
Well, not only that, but they want, you know, that way we can get the term limits passed.
Well, yeah.
You know, I don't think Congressman's going to vote to limit their time in there.
You get a majority of states that are on the same page that are pushing back on the government, then that's where we bring the power back to the people.
Right.
And to the states. So
that needs to happen. We need to get the power back to the people, and we need to reduce this government. It's fucking too top heavy.
Well,
and another thing they just did is, I think it was Biden. He signed a thing where it allowed, Iran to get another $10 billion. That fucking piece of shit, man. He wants.
Well, they want to keep giving money to Ukraine, and that Democrat minority leader, piece of shit, Hakeem Jeffries, is pushing more aid to Ukraine. And he said today that Ukraine losing would be a national security threat to the U.S. Bullshit.
Right.
Bullshit. You know what it is? It's more of a security threat to the U.S. When we continue to defend Ukraine.
Okay? Well, not only that, Tig, but where's this fucking money coming from?
Well, we're losing. They're tanking. They're clearly trying to tank. They're tanking exactly. The dollar. So
but you know what?
They're printing money and they're devaluing the dollar.
Right. But you know, if they go into the digital dollar, that's going to mean that everybody's going to be to zero all over again. That means you're going to lose your house. You're going to lose your cars. You're going to lose every fucking thing you worked so hard for.
Well, and then they're going to cut you off whenever they want to too.
Yeah, exactly.
But this
control, mind control.
This Ukraine bullshit is exactly that. It's bullshit. Okay, we don't need to be giving money to any country, let alone Ukraine. We need to stop.
He needs to fucking grow a Johnson, man.
America first. America first, and a majority leader, the Speaker of the House, I should say. I don't call it much of a majority because you've got. No. Traitors for Republicans, but Mike Johnson needs to go. He is weak.
Right.
You know, quit sucking.
They got to stipulate it. If they oust him, he cannot fucking get out of the Senate. He can, or out of the House. He cannot leave.
Quit, Mike Johnson. Quit sucking Chuck Schumer's dick. All right. We're getting tired of that nonsense. All right.
Fucking piece of shit. Be American.
You're weak. Grow a spine. Grow a dick.
Right. So let's move into some trending news here, Tig. What do you got there? I got a few things I can throw in here.
Okay. Oh, well, let's go to military news first.
All right.
West Point takes duty. This is part of a what the fuck news, okay? To me, it is.
Fuck.
Yeah. West Point takes duty, honor, country out of its mission statement. It's been in their model since 1898. It'll still be in their model, but they're taking it out of their mission statement.
You know, that's just duty, going back to their
honor, country.
Libtard fucking ran bullshit. It's exactly what it is, of fucking dumbing down our fucking military so badly.
That's as stupid as the Black Berets for the United States Army. Okay, what a disgraceful disrespect that was when during the Clinton administration, they decided that, because we want to lift the morale of the troops, we should have them wear Black Berets. And you know what? Those Black Berets belonged to the United States Army Rangers. And they earned those. Why should they have had to take a step back and be given tan, beige, khaki berets instead? Rangers should have been able to keep their black berets.
Right.
That was nonsense. And that's digressing a little bit, but it's this kind of shit that just pisses me off about the military and the wokeism that's going on.
Goes back to that fuckhead Mark Milley. He was the one that fucking did that, if I'm not mistaken.
Not sure if it was Mark Milley. No, it was a different general. This general was during the Clinton administration. Mark Milley was more recent.
Right. I guess he's living his best life right now, from what I'm understanding.
He's a traitor.
Fuck yeah.
He's a puke.
Yeah, he needs to go up. He needs to go up for crimes. All right. I got one here. Piece of shit border sheriff endorses the leftist over Kerry Lake. This motherfucker, he's an Arizona border sheriff. He's endorsing Ruben Gallego as immigration dominates the Senate race. So basically, he wants a fucking leftist to get in there to open, you know, to keep the borders open. You know, I don't get this. What the fuck is wrong with people? He's just a sold out piece of shit is all he is.
Well, if I can tail onto that with something, you know, people have heard by now that the Haitian boats are coming over. They're bringing the Haitians over now, as if we didn't have enough problems with everybody else coming over here on foreign fucks. Now we got to bring the fucking Haitians over here. Nothing but a bunch of French speaking voodoo practitioners is basically what they are. But anyway, here's the thing is what I like. I hope he stands behind this is, the Biden regime basically told the Coast Guard they had to help those boats come in to the Florida coast with the Haitians, and Governor DeSantis, he deployed his National Guards to go down there, National Guardsmen to go down there. And so I think there's going to be a standoff of some sorts, but you know, I think he should say, nope, you're sending them fuckers back, 'cause we're not fucking taking them. I think he should do that. I really
send
do
a little food boat out for him now, and say, get the fuck off my shores, bitch.
I'm going to make a statement too for all the idiots out there that think it's okay to bring in illegals by the mass amounts. Okay. I wrote this today, bringing in foreign invaders on a daily basis, not only creates more crime, but will create shortages in supplies such as foods, drinks, shortages in housing and shelter. It'll also bring in more diseases.
Already doing that.
And what it spells out is widespread famine and pestilence, which is a biblical prophecy too. And it just adds to greatly destroying the nation. So.
Just to kind of piggyback off that a little bit, somebody already said that, I heard it today, in fact, that, somebody died of the bubonic plague, in the United States, which has been so many years out of our system that.
They're going to bring back all kinds of viruses and stuff. Then they're going to try to do the COVID style shutdown. Yeah. Only this time it'll be real diseases and real viruses. But, you know, people like me are still not going to give up our freedom for it. So they can fuck off right there.
Right. Some more breaking news. Remember the fire department when they booed out fucking Letitia James?
Yeah. Yeah, they're getting charged or something.
Well, no, their captain wanted to hunt down these booers and, you know, people who were rooting for Trump. And now a lot of those guys are fucking putting lawsuits on the fucking fire department. So the fire department chief fucking backed off of it. He's like, no, we're not going to go down this road.
Yeah.
So good one for the fire department guys.
Yeah. They know better.
Not sucker, man.
It's just fucking bullshit.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, by the way, Joe Biden has the worst polling in the history of polling since they started polling.
You know, he lost a point after the fucking state of confusion address.
Yeah.
He lost a point.
He did.
He gained points after that. You know, he lost.
Because he's an idiot. Because people aren't buying it. People aren't buying it. They aren't buying the bullshit. You know, a pro-democratic political action committee has withdrawn their support for Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman for his stance on the Israel-Gaza conflict over there. They said they said he betrayed them.
I wonder if he's going to have a change of heart or something. That'd be really cool if he did, you know. I mean, he starts
he still supports Biden. It's,
yeah.
You know, that's an idiot. So,
yeah, another bit of news here, Lincoln Riley Act. What's this going to do for America if a illegal fucking kills another a citizen of the United States? They get fucking they will be deported. If not, probably killed.
They should be killed.
Yeah, they should be shot in the fucking bean, man.
Capital punishment all the way.
Freedom seeds, man.
Yep. Hand them over to the family.
Yep. That would be even better.
Yeah, you know, and another thing, too, all the money that they're spending in D.C., and now they want to raise taxes, you know, the pay your fair share bullshit. There isn't enough billionaires in this country, billionaires even. Right. There's enough billionaires in this country to pay their fair share enough to cover the amount of spending that DC wants to continue doing. So
it's crazy.
Yeah.
So where does that go? That goes on the backs of all the middle class. See, they want to kill the middle class.
This isn't a fair share thing. They're gonna raise taxes across the board. Okay. They're gonna expand the death tax. They're gonna have a new global tax. It's just crap. Taxation is theft. Taxation without representation is unconstitutional.
Yeah, the border's still wide open, and they're looking probably to motion to vacate for the Dildo Johnson.
Yeah. These people they're terrible. They're scumbags. Lara Trump, the new DC chair, wants poll watchers and poll workers and attorneys on the election.
She's the RNC
co-chair. Yeah. But she wants poll workers and poll watchers, and she's hiring attorneys for this election to make sure there is no fraud or funny business this time around. She intends to fight. She intends to fight back, something the Republicans didn't do the last time.
No, they're all weak dicks.
Yeah. It's about freaking time we get somebody that's willing to fight.
Right.
For Christ's sakes.
Mel Gibson's planning to expose the pedophiles, groomers, and human traffickers in Hollywood.
Imagine good. That. Good. Yeah, good. Put that list out there. Share the list with public.
That cocksucker Bill Gates, he's at it again. He wants to replace the farmers with smart farming and AI technology. How good's that going to go over? That fucker's a demon, you know it? He's an absolute fucking
demon. He's demonic. He's evil. And he should be charged. He should have been charged a long time ago with crimes against humanity. He should be actually given capital punishment.
Yep, he should. So, he should be fucking taking him up to the gallows.
And you know what? Let Fauci share the noose with him.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. One noose, two of them hanging. Two loops. Yeah.
One rope, two loops.
Yep. They don't need back to back. They could go front to front. Who cares?
And then two loops. Then you'd have Fruit Loops getting hung.
What else you got, Tig?
Okay, the Boeing whistleblower. We know that we've seen a lot of problems with Boeing Airlines.
He got Clinton.
He was found dead of apparent suicide, and the family says no fucking way. There's no way he committed suicide.
Right.
The problems with quality control issues ultimately due to DEI. Okay. Yeah, it means you die because some idiot's got a job that they shouldn't have had because they're not qualified to have the job, and as a result, something happens bad.
Right. Hey, just
like crashes.
The Stars, Bars, and Cigars. We're not suicidal or anything. So, you know, if we show up, listen, we're not suicidal. So you know something fucked up to happen.
And on top of that, caught on film were some factory workers at Boeing, and they were asking them if they would fly on the planes that they're building, and they said no.
I don't. I'm not interested in flying.
That's scary, man. So if you're planning on doing any flying on a Boeing plane, I don't suggest you do it. Right. Because the factory workers that work on them, if they won't fly on them, that tells you something right there.
Right. take a road trip instead.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then more news here. Fuck a Duck Schumer calls for new elections in Israel, criticizing Netanyahu's leadership. All right, first of all, fuck you, Schumer. You have no right to stick your nose in another country's political business.
Right.
Okay. We've had enough of this bullshit. All right. You're a hypocrite. Okay. You want to talk about poor leadership? Look at DC. Look at yours. Look at you. Look at the Biden regime. That's as poor can get. All right. Good thing we're having a new election. Fucking schmuck.
I hope fucking Trump wins, man. I mean, it's just going to save the United States. I mean, I'm not saying he's
I don't think one man can save it,
but he's going to be, he's going to get us going in the right direction. At least
it'll just buy us some time.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to have a really good VP pick. And I don't think fucking Tulsi Gabbard. And I do not think Vivek Ramaswamy is a good choice at all. Because they are two fucking globalist swines is what they are. They're fucking Trojan horses.
I like Kristi Noem.
I do too, but I don't know. I'm just catching a vibe, man. I think it's going to be Carrie Lake.
Well, you may be on something, maybe not. I don't think she wants it. She's already said she doesn't want it. She wants the Senate.
It doesn't much matter what she wants. I'm sure if it was offered, she'd be like, fuck yeah, I'll take it.
Maybe.
All right. Well, going to wrap her up or you want the last word? I think you said you wanted that earlier.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say, though. haven't I said enough?
How's that cigar? Let's finish up on the last word on our cigar.
Pretty good. It's down there.
You're it carried the a real, now.
Yeah, it carried real good. Real good cigar. Real good quality.
Yeah, I'd have to say this KO Flathead Ape Hanger. It's a fucking good cigar, man. I like it's kind of mellow and it's not too heavy. It's got a good aftertaste. You know, it's not like the bad heavy aftertaste you get from some cigars. So I think it's a good smoke. I'll smoke it again.
Yeah, I might have to get another diesel.
I think my next smoke, I'm gonna go back to the blackened again and give that a whirl on our next program. So
yeah, I'll be smoking more diesel whiskey rolls. And yeah. You think I only bought it because I thought the name was cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's good quality. It's good smoke.
All right. Well, with that, I think we're going to wrap her up for tonight. And thanks for joining Stars, Bars, and Cigar. Catch us on Rumble.
Push back on these TikTok bans, people. Contact your reps and say, contact your senators now.
Yeah.
And say, don't vote this in.
No,
this is bad news.
Be polite when you call them. Don't fucking, say cuss words and shit to them. Just
say, you're a fucking son of a bitch,
which they deserve. But, just treat them like human beings. And, I think that'll go a lot further than calling them a cocksucker. So, which they are. So
call them cocksucker later.
Yeah. So go ahead and follow us on we're on Facebook, Stars, Bars, and Cigars. We're also on Getter, Jimmy the Bull, and Tig Tigger, and also on True Social. We're also on Rumble, Stars, Bars, and Cigars, which we're going to see our video. And then on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can listen to our podcasts on there. So with that, we're out of here.
You've been listening to Stars, Bars, and Cigars. Two conservative vets telling it like it is. The rally cry for those who appreciate bold truths served with a side of mayhem.
Roger, outside the side before it comes on. We'll keep them sweating until we see Butcher 3. Out.
We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And if you didn't, well, why are you still here, Snowflake? We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, follow us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and hear our precious voices on all the streaming services. Until next time, keep the spirit of freedom roaring.